Exercise 3. The reading of a fairy tale, Otisonic. Once upon a time, there lived a very poor husband and wife who lived in a small cottage at the edge of a forest. More than anything, they wanted a child, and they were always saying, "If only we had a child." The other villagers, however, told the couple that they were lucky they didn't have a child, because they didn't even have enough food for themselves. But one day, when the husband was in the forest cutting logs, he found a piece of wood that looked like a small child. It had a head, arms, and legs, and only needed to be shaped a little more. He brought the wooden child home and showed it to his wife. She held the child in her arms and sang to him. And suddenly, the child began to move and said, "Mom, I want something to eat." So she went and got him some mashed potatoes. He ate these and then began to say again, "Mom, I want something to eat." His mother asked him to wait just a moment and ran to the neighbor's to get him a bottle of milk. He drank this very quickly, and then just as quickly began repeating, "Mom, I want something to eat." So his mother got him some bread, which he also ate immediately. Nothing was left to eat in the house, but still the little boy cried, "Mom, I want something to eat." She told him that there was nothing left. So he said, "If there's nothing else to eat, then I will eat you." And he opened his mouth and ate her. When his father came home, he asked the boy where his wife was. And the boy said, "I ate and I ate. I ate mashed potatoes, milk, bread, and Mom. And now I will eat you too." And he opened his mouth and ate his father as well. But the more he ate, the more he was hungry. So he went to search for food. After a little while, he met a young girl pulling a cart of grain. He said to her, "I ate and I ate mashed potatoes, milk, bread, Mom, Dad, and now I will eat you too." And he ate her and her cart of grain as well. After eating all of this, the young boy continued on his search, and soon he met a man on the road leading several horses. The boy said to the man, "I ate and I ate mashed potatoes, milk, bread, Mom, Dad, a young girl, and her cart of grain, so surely I can eat you too." And he ate not only the man, but also his horses. After this, the boy continued on his path, since, of course, he was still hungry, and he met a shepherd with many sheep and pigs. The boy walked up to the shepherd and said, "I ate and I ate mashed potatoes, milk, bread, Mom, Dad, a young girl, a cart of grain, a man and his horses, so surely I can eat you too." And this he did. He ate the shepherd and all of his sheep and pigs. When he finished eating, the boy again continued on his journey until he met an old grandma who said, "Ah, I know you. You ate the mashed potatoes, milk, bread, Mom, Dad, a young girl, a cart of grain, a man, his horses, a shepherd, and his sheep, and his pigs as well. And now I will eat you." The grandma quickly swung her farming tool and cut open the boy's stomach. Out came the pigs and the sheep, the horses and the husband and the wife, and then the boy was eaten by the grandma. The husband and wife looked at each other, at all the animals they now had, and said, ever so sadly, "Finally, we have enough food and money. We could be happy if only we had a child."